The Gemara Masechta Brachos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says, "Kretanya, Chacham Asu Siyog L'Divrayim, Chazal taught us that we should be careful past what it tells us in the Torah. Kedei Shlo Yodam Boim Nasod Ba'erev, a person shouldn't come home in the evening. Va'omer Elach L'Beisi." I'll go home, v'oichel kima, v'eshta kima, I'll eat some, I'll eat a drink, v'eishin kima, I'll take a small nap, v'achach ekra krishma v'aspalo, and then I will only go, say, krishma and daven mayriv, v'chotfos ha'shinai, and he may fall asleep, v'nimtza yoshin kol ha'layla, and he ends up sleeping the entire night without having said krishma, without having daven mayriv. Aval, what is the right thing to do is Adam Baum and Asada Be'erif, a person could shaham home in the evening, Nichnas Lebeis Knesses, he should go immediately to the base of Knesses, Imragulikrois Kairi, and if he has a shir in learning, he should learn Chumash, Vimragulishnois Shaina, if he learns Mishnais, he should learn Mishnais, Vikairi Krishma Mispalo, he should then say Krishma, Voichel Pitoi Mavarech, then go home and eat and say Birchas Hamazon. If somebody violates this, Chas V'Shalom, the halacha is that he's Chayiv Misa. So there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. What is this braisa referring to? Who is the individual that's considered the over al divrei chachamim for not having followed the appropriate behavior every evening? The Ra'ah is saying that the Braisa is referring to an individual that says Shema after Chatzos. So does the Rabbeinu Yoina learn that the reason, and their proof is because the Braisa uses some very strong language, as we just read. The Braisa says that if somebody doesn't do this, he's Rachman Tzlon Chayiv Misa. So if we're speaking about somebody who, if the Braisa is only speaking about someone who should be saying Krishma or davening Mayriv at the right time, so of course it's appropriate, but why would it say that if you didn't do it, you chayiv Misa? So if we're going to say, they explain that it's referring to someone who let Chatzos pass without him having said Krishma, that is understandable. It's so late. Why didn't you say Krishma yet? But if it's speaking at the beginning of the night, it's hard to understand why the Braisa would use the Lashon of Chayiv Misa. Tosfos, however, learns, and so do most Rishonim, that speaking about Krishma, and the Halacha here is teaching us that a person may not eat or sleep before he says Krishma. The Rashba says the Braisa is coming to speak about davening Mayriv. You even have to daven Mayriv before you say Krishma. And this halacha is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Beis, where the Mechaber Paskins, Osel Haskel Lechel Chatzi Shah Samach Zman Shkiyah Ashel Shav Avis. So the first halacha, he says, is that one may not daven, may not eat already a half an hour before the Zman of Krishma Shel Arvis. Which actually, this question, at what point one may not eat before the Zman of Mayer of Krishma comes, is in itself a machloikis harishonim. Because the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Pesachim that the halacha is, one may not eat for half an hour before the Zman of Mincha. And now the Rishonim start to debate. That's the halacha clearly regarding Hilchis Mincha. What would be the halacha regarding Mayriv? The Beis Yosef says that even though according to Tosfos, Mayriv is different than Mincha, and by Mayriv the halacha is, you may not eat already a half an hour before Mincha. By Mayriv, you are allowed to eat up to the Zman of Mincha, up to the Zman of Ma'ariv. However, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba that just like by Mincha, the halacha is a half an hour before, the halacha is by Ma'ariv the same. The Taz quotes other Rishonim that he says, those Rishonim say that it's not the same as Mincha, nor is it the same, nor is it that one may eat immediately up to the Zman of Mincha, of Ma'ariv. Rather, the Zman is up to a little before. He doesn't really say exactly what a little before means, but he says it means up to a little before the Zman of Ma'ariv. It's interesting to point out, why would we say that Mincha and Ma'ariv should be treated differently? If by Mincha, the Gemara clearly says that the Zman is up to the actual, up to half an hour before Mincha, shouldn't be the same as Ma'ariv. So the Tzlach explains that since the Chiyuv to say Krishma Shel Arvis, as we began our Masechta, is Midoraisa, so therefore it doesn't require the same type of concern as Mincha. That's why we don't have to be as strict with Ma'ariv. The halacha is only once the Zman of Ma'ariv comes. Another explanation is that since Ma'ariv could be said, as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, really up to the time of Amud Shachar. So you have a whole night, and since you have a very long night, that's why we could treat Ma'ariv differently than Mincha, and Ma'ariv you could daven up to the Zman of Mincha. Another explanation is because actually the halacha in some way does distinguish between Mincha and Ma'ariv regarding someone who's already in the middle of eating. And that the halacha is stricter when it comes to Ma'ariv, that if somebody's eating the Suda already, if he began eating the Suda by Mincha time, as long as it isn't a time that you're going to lose the time of davening, you may continue eating the Suda. By Ma'ariv, the halacha is that you have to stop eating even in the middle of the meal to go say Krishma. So since Tefillas Ma'ariv has this chumrah that you have to stop when you come to daven Ma'ariv, that's why we could be more lenient by Ma'ariv than we are by Mincha. It's interesting to point out that we are saying that there's a machlokes rishonim, what is the halacha regarding being able to eat this halacha that one shouldn't eat before he davens Ma'ariv, says Krishma. So the Mefarshim asks, let's go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta. The first Mishnah, the first words that we learned in our Mishnah was, Me'emesai Koren Shema Ba'arvin. And we learned, Mishosha Kahanim Nechnachsim Lecha B'Trumasam. So we see that the Mishnah says that when the Zman Ma'ariv comes, Tzeis Kachavim, the Kahanim may immediately go eat. And when that's, and why? Doesn't he have to daven Ma'ariv first? Doesn't he have to say Krishma? So, of course, the simple answer to that is that it doesn't mean that they're actually going to immediately go to eat. What it means to say is, Meshasha Kahanim Nechnasim Lech B'Trumasim, that they start to prepare to eat. And in fact, many Mefarshim say that that's what the Mishnah means to say by using the words Nechnasim. Why does the Mishnah say, Meshasha Kahanim Oichlam B'Trumasim? So, it must be Nechnasim. They're only going to enter to go to eat, but they're not eating yet. You know why they're not eating yet? Because they have to daven Ma'ariv and say Krishma. So, in other words, it turns out that this is a raya to the shita that the Shulchan Aruch paskins with, that one may not eat until he first davens and says Krishma. Others say that the pshat of the Mishnah is entirely different. Mishosha Kahanim Nechnasim, we know what it means, what the Mishnah means to say is that they exit the state of Tumah and enter the state of Tahara. So the word Nechnasim is referring to that element, not speaking about anything about eating at the time of Ma'ariv. Others, interestingly enough, say that the mikvahs were typically not in the city itself. but the mikvahs were typically out of the city somewhat for obvious sneeze concerns, and therefore and the Kohanim would also go to the mikvah as late as possible on the day that they were required to go to the mikvah, for very understandable reasons, because they're concerned if they'll go to the mikvah, and after they go to the mikvah, they become tamei again, they'll have to go to the mikvah again. So they would delay going to the mikvah to the latest time possible, and by delaying to go to the mikvah, and then they came in right at, so they went to the mikvah right before Shkia, and then they came in, and that's why it says, Nechnasim, that they came into town in order to be, and then they started to eat, and it has nothing to do with being allowed or not being allowed to eat when the Zman Ma'irif comes. So the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, says that you may not eat for half an hour, already a half an hour before the Zman of Ma'irif coming. Interestingly, most Poskim say that a half an hour means a half an hour. There are those that, however, say that a half an hour means a half an hour shows manius. As we have discussed, that the day is not always 12 hours long, and the night is not always 12 hours long. It depends. In the winter, we know the days are longer and the nights are longer and the days are shorter, and the summer vice versa. And what the Mishnah over here means, what we speak about a half an hour, it means shos zmanis. Also, the Mefarshim point out that our Mishnah says that the B'nai Rabbi Gamliel came home from a Suda, and they hadn't yet davened Ma'irif, and it was already after Chatzos, and they asked their father, can we still daven Ma'irif, recite Krishma? How are they allowed to do so if we're saying now that one may not eat until he davens Ma'irif and says Krishma? The answer is that this discussion of one being allowed to eat or not allowed to eat when the Zman of Ma'irif and Krishma come is only relevant if the Zman has come or a half an hour before the Zman has come. But if it's not yet the Zman of Ma'irif, in the middle of the day we began a meal, then the halacha is certainly that one can begin to eat a meal during the day, and that now is not the time that he has to start thinking about eating, about stopping to eat. So the halacha is that if somebody did begin to eat, and now the Zman Tefillah comes, so certainly, as I just said, if he began to eat more than a half an hour before the Zman Tefillah, so if the Zman of the Suda will take so long till after the Zman Tefillah will pass, so the halacha is, as soon as Tzeisek Kechavim comes by Ma'irif, you have to stop your meal and eat, and have a Ma'irif and say Krishma. In other words, if somebody is attending a party, it's not likely that it would happen, but if somebody's attending a party that will take all night long, and he started this party even before a half an hour before the Zman of Krishma and Ma'irif, in the middle of the meal, he has to stop and he has to say Krishma as soon as Tzeisek Kechavim comes. As I said, the halacha by Mincha is somewhat different, because we could start davening Mincha already half an hour after Chatzos, but by Mincha, one doesn't have to stop eating in the middle of the meal until he doesn't have to stop to daven in the middle of the meal, only when the last time to daven Mincha comes. The Mefarshim ask a question, that why don't we say that if somebody's attending a chasana, and let's say he began the chasana before the Zman Ma'irif, and now we're saying that if the chasana, the simcha will take all night, he has to stop. Why doesn't he have to stop? Isn't there a din of oisik b'mitzvah, potim b'mitzvah? So the Mefarshim explain that we can't rely on oisik b'mitzvah, potim b'mitzvah, by simchas chasana. One is because when we come to chasana, can we really say that we are perfectly fulfilling the mitzvah of being Mesameh Chos Mekala. Another very important, that's one pshat, but there's another very important opinion taken by the Achronim, and that is to rely on the heter of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and a mitzvah, we could only rely on that heter where it's impossible to do both. So the halach is Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and a mitzvah. If you're in the middle of doing one mitzvah, you don't have to interrupt to do another mitzvah. But if you could fulfill both mitzvahs, certainly it's your obligation to fulfill both mitzvahs. And over here, by going out to daven ma'ariv in the middle of a wedding, that really doesn't detract from the simchas chasam v'kala. And since that doesn't detract from the simchas chasam v'kala, the halacha is that one should daven ma'ariv and say krishma and then go back to be mesameh chasam v'kala. If, on the other hand, you began the suda in the proper time, and you recognize that you will be able to finish this suda before the end of the Zman Tefillah, the halacha is that you don't have to stop in the middle of the meal. You could finish your meal and then daven ma'ariv and say krishma. However, the halacha continues to teach us that if somebody started the suda in a time when he wasn't supposed to start the suda, which as we're explaining now means within a half an hour of the Zman Tefillah, the halacha is that when it comes to krishma, even if he had much time after the suda to say krishma, he has to stop immediately to daven to say krishma. He doesn't have to stop, say the poiskim, to daven ma'ariv, but he does have to stop to say krishma. Regarding ma'ariv, the halacha is that, again, as we said before, if he'll be able to daven ma'ariv after the suda, even though, as we're saying, he should not have really begun eating until he davened ma'ariv. Here, since he has, the halacha is more lenient and lets him finish his meal and then afterwards go daven ma'ariv. Even though we're saying that one may not daven ma'ariv a half an hour before, eat a half an hour before the Zman Ma'ariv comes, the Paiskim are lenient on Shabbos afternoon when there's mitzvah shal shudas, that even though one should wash before the Shkia, in many communities they're not as careful about washing before the Shkia, and they're also more lenient with this halacha about a half an hour. And let's understand why. Because as we are discussing, this entire halacha of a half an hour is actually a machloikis rishonim. And we are quoting rishonim that are saying that you could eat up till the zman of ma'ariv. So certainly in a situation where there's a mitzvah to eat shalosh shudas, we could be more lenient in allowing a person to eat later and still, and even though it's already within the time, a half an hour within the time of the Zman of Krishma. What would be the halacha if it's Zman of, it's already the half an hour before the Zman of Krishma? So we're saying that one may not begin a meal, but where the person is, he has no minyan available. And later he will have a minyan. What should he do? The halacha is that at that point, since now he doesn't have a minyan available, and later he will have a minyan available, here he may begin to eat. Because it's not that he's eating in a time that he's not allowed to eat. What he's really doing is that he's waiting for a minyan. And since he's waiting for a minyan, we could be a little more lenient. So the halacha, however, is that one could appoint a shomer. If somebody appoints a shomer to remind him that he's allowed to eat, that he needs to eat, that he needs to daven ma'ariv and say krishma, we could be a little more lenient. The halacha, however, are a number of halachas that we need to speak about who is qualified to be a shomer. Number one, the halacha is only someone who he himself is not in the same predicament as I am. And that means if I'm at a suda and I'm eating and someone else is eating, to then there's no heter a shomer, because the shomer arvatzarach, he himself requires a shomer. However, there are the shalos shuvas betzela chachma does say that if we're sitting at a meal where there are many people and all of us together have not yet begun to daven ma'ariv, there we could be a little more lenient, because since it's many people who haven't davened, so there's many people, even though we're all still eating together, but it's inevitable that at least one of us will remember that we need to daven, and then that's considered a situation of shomer, even though we're still eating. Another halacha, when we speak about shomerim, is a heta from Chaim Kanievsky, is let's say someone began eating, whether he began in his man that's mutter, or whether he began in his man that's osur, if, and he did not appoint a shomer, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you could eat, you could be point a shomer even in the middle of the meal, even though you shouldn't have begun the meal without first appointing the shomer. Another halacha that the Paiskim say, the Prima Godim discusses this, let's say somebody appointed a shomer. I'm at a meal, I want to make sure that I should daven, and I appoint a shomer, and then the shomer leaves. Does that mean that I have to daven immediately? But since I appointed the shomer appropriately, that's good enough. So the Prima Godim says, as long as I did what's right, then even though now the shomer is no longer there, we could still be lenient. The Paiskim also discuss at great length if different reminders can act in the place of a shomer. Some Paiskim suggest that alarm clock, for example, can also act in the place of a shomer. Some Paiskim even saw from the Sefer Chosin Yeshuas that he wants to suggest that an alarm clock may be better than a shomer. Because as we just explained, a shomer could walk away in the middle of the meal. The alarm clock cannot walk away in the middle of the meal. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that let's say I set an alarm, and now this man comes, and I will, so instead of going to say Krishna immediately, I set the alarm again. He says that may not be good. You can't keep on setting the alarm. Other Paiskim are more lenient. I also saw from Shlomo Zalman, he takes a stricter view regarding other simonim. He said only something as very strong as a very strong reminder, like an alarm, could be relied on. But let's say someone will, you know, tie something and on his shirt or something like that. He takes a stricter view. As I said, there are other Paiskim that take a more lenient view and say that anything that could act as a shmirah is acceptable. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is what is considered eating? What is considered eating that I'm not allowed to eat before this man comes? So the Paiskim take a general psak that achila is asur and that ti'ima is mutter. But the question that the Paiskim discuss is what exactly is considered achila and what is considered ti'ima. I do have to say that the Magen Avraham paskins that even ti'ima is asur. Others want to say that there's a nafka mina as follows. When it comes to something like Krishma or Ma'ariv, we could be more lenient with Tima. When it comes to doing a mitzvah that doesn't come on such a regular basis, like Netilas Lulav, Mikra Megillah, even Tima is awesome. But now, the question is, typically, fruit, cheese, meat are all considered Tima. anything from the Chameishis Mine Dogim, that's where the question comes up, what is considered Achila and what is considered Tima. The Dara Chaim says, as long as one is not Koveya Suda, it remains in the category of Tima. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim takes the approach, just the opposite, that anything that is from the Chameishis Mine Dogim, that means anything that's a Mezoinus, is considered a Te'ima, is considered a Chila, and would be Asa. When we speak about the other foods that we just said are considered Te'ima, foods that are not from the Chameishis Mine Dogim, the Paiskim, however, say, there's an interesting truth from the Chibina Rav, that he says, let's say I'm sitting down to a meal, and my meal has no mezainis in it. I'm eating meat and vegetables. He says, but that's your whole meal, and that can't therefore be considered a te'ima that would be mutter to be eaten before ma'ariv. The definition of te'ima is something which is only a te'ima. If it's a whole meal, even though it's only foods that we make a shahakal on, certainly they remain in the category of Achila. Finally, the halacha is that regarding going to sleep, there the paiskim take a much stricter view, especially when at night, where there's a concern that if one is going to go to sleep, he may remain sleeping all night. Some paiskim go so far to say that even though we're learning now that a shomer could be helpful, for a shomer will be helpful regarding eating, but a shomer will not be helpful regarding sleeping. The same halacha applies regarding learning. Once the zman of the tefillah comes, one should not even learn. He should first say krishma. Again, as we said, if there's a minyan later, of course, he should daven better b'minyan. In general, there are paiskim that say if one has a minyan kavua, that he always davens at a certain minyan, even though it's later than the zman krishma, we can rely on eating, not sleeping, but eating and learning and doing other activities, because he has a minyan kavua that he always davens by, even though it's later at night. Regarding learning, as I just said, if one began to learn, the halacha is the same as it was regarding one who began to eat. But there's one difference that everybody agrees regarding learning is different regarding eating. By eating, as we said earlier, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the one may not eat already half an hour before Ma'ariv. Learning, one can learn up to the Zman of Ma'ariv. In fact, the Paiskim say that, we quoted the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and other Paiskim, that's the right thing to do, to learn between the time of Mincha Ma'ariv. And lastly, if somebody is a Magid Shir, and he's a Magid Shir for Torah Barabim, there the Paiskim take a very lenient approach and say that individual who's teaching and learning Torah Barabim is allowed to daven, is allowed to say his Shir, even though this man Ma'ariv has come, and even though he doesn't necessarily have a minyan kavua, and even if he doesn't necessarily have a shomer. Of course, if he has a minyan kavua and a shomer, that would be much better.